Wyoming is a pretty good place to be a kid, and the 2019 Kids Count Data Book agrees. Their report released this week gave the Equality State high marks for education and economic well-being. But when it comes to health, we're second to last in the nation. Wyoming Public Radio's Tennessee Watson takes a look at why.
One big reason children's health in Wyoming is weak compared to the rest of the nation is 10% of kids in the state are without health insurance. According to the Kids Count data book from the Annie E. Casey Foundation, that's twice the national average. And while most states have improved over the last 10 years, the situation in Wyoming has gotten slightly worse. Katie Doherty says that's a problem because no matter where kids live, they get sick.
They get stomach bugs, they get colds, they get high temperatures, they fall, things happen to kids.
Doherty is the nurse manager for the Albany Community Health Clinic in Laramie, and she says without insurance, kids are at risk.
Not having adequate health care, proper vaccinations, they end up with more chronic diseases.
She sees a lot of uninsured kids because the clinic offers a sliding scale fee option for uninsured families who have to pay out of pocket. But Doherty says even at a reduced cost, they'll hold off on a visit until they absolutely need care. Part of the problem is jobs with health benefits have been on the decline in Wyoming. That's according to Lisa Knapp, a senior research analyst with the Wyoming Department of Workforce Services.
In 2010, 68.7% of all jobs were offered medical insurance. By 2017 Q3, only 60% of all jobs were offered medical insurance.
And Knapp says the decline in employer-based insurance hit part-time workers the hardest.
Among part-time workers, this had dropped by more than half. So in 2010 Q1, 23.7% of part-time employees were offered medical insurance. But in 2017 Q3, only 10.4% were offered the benefit.
Employers aren't required to provide insurance for workers who clock less than 30 hours. And when finances get tight, that's an easy place to make a cut. Businesses with less than 50 full-time employees are also exempt. So for parents who don't have access to employer-based insurance,
there's actually a number of ways for children to get coverage.
Jan Stahl with the Wyoming Department of Health oversees eligibility for the Wyoming Medicaid program and Wyoming KidCare, also known as CHIP. These programs serve kids from families with household incomes at or below 200% of the federal poverty level. That's just under $52,000 for a family of four.
Any children that apply for Medicaid or CHIP, if we deny that case for being over income, we automatically send that application for the federally facilitated marketplace. So that would be another option for families.
The federal marketplace, established by the Affordable Care Act, offers subsidized plans, but Stahl says it's up to families to enroll and pay the premium, and sometimes they can't.
Wyoming insurance rates tend to be on the higher side, and some families, just with the small amounts they're making, may not be able to afford that.
Stahl says one way to cover more kids would be to increase the income limit for the CHIP program. But that would cost the state more money and require approval from the state legislature.
There are states out there, many states that go up to $250, $300, some even go up to $350. So, you know, I'm sure there's children that if we had a higher income limit that we would be able to cover more.
But even with the current requirements, Stahl says there are thousands of kids who are eligible but not enrolled. The Wyoming Department of Health says it does outreach, puts ads in local newspapers, and shows up for community events. But there are still parents out there who don't sign up their kids. Nurse Katie Doherty from the Albany Community Health Clinic says she's heard from parents who are reluctant to get involved with government bureaucracy.
There could be a stigma easily associated with labeling yourself as part of that lower socioeconomic class because my child is on Medicaid. Those are all kind of against that Western culture that we have here.
The clinic's office manager, Jamie Nipchin, says in addition to shame and stigma, the process is just overwhelming.
It is burdensome if you look at the application. It's very thick. And for some people, it might be a time thing. It might be an education thing, whether or not they're able to trudge through that paperwork.
So clinic staff do what they can to make it less daunting. Sometimes that's making copies or phone calls, or just sitting with someone as they fill out the 20-page form. NIPGEN would like to see Wyoming devote more resources to that kind of direct support. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Tennessee Watson.